T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Tennessee Titans.
And so, yeah, did they crap the bed on Saturday against the friggin' Bengals? They absolutely did. Did Ryan Tannehill post, you know, you thought Jalen Hurts was bad. I mean, they would do anything to have Jalen Hurts, because at least he didn't throw three picks. He only threw two. That third one was pretty damn important. Yeah. All of them were bad. Right. All picks, all three of his picks.
But you have a chance to win at the end there.
I mean, the first play of the game was a pick. Welcome back, King Henry. Here's an interception. It's like you never left. Second pick was they get a big run from 3rd Street Derrick Henry, and next play of the game, they decide to run a stupid screen rather than give it to Derrick Henry. That's picked. Then the third interception, they're driving 3rd and 4. He's like, oh, I can throw it to my tight end who's wide open across the middle of the field for the first down, or I can try to fit it in a tight window to this dude named Westbrook Akina and see what happens. Pick. Game over. So I wanted to do this because I knew you weren't going to. I knew you weren't going to be the bigger person.
Not revel in their loss.
You're not capable of being the bigger person. So I got here early today, and I said, I am going
to
give
nothing to do with being a bigger
person. I am going to give these Titans the tribute and the send-off that they deserve. So, in memory of the 2021-22 number one seed Titans season, please enjoy.
Any of those games, first play from the scrimmage. Play action. Tannehill fires. Intercepted. Picked on the play by Jesse Bates. And just like that, Cincinnati takes over.
Well, just when everyone thought that Derrick Henry was going to be the first one to touch the ball, Jesse Bates did not fall.
Excellent job by Eli Apple. He doesn't bite on it at all. He sits on the route, comes back, gets that right arm in there to tip the ball up in the air.
Footloose man, you can't.
52-yard attempt. McPherson trying to kick the Bengals into the AFC Championship. Harris, the snapper. Huber will hold it. 52-yard. Sweeps the leg. McPherson. He's got it. Cincinnati wins. They are going to the AFC Championship game for the first time since 1988.
You get what you need. So you're not going to do it. So
yeah,
I need to do it.
That was real high road stuff there, John.
I want to congratulate the Tennessee Titans.
Wow.
On becoming the first team in NFL history to lose a playoff game despite having 9 sacks. I want to congratulate Ryan Tannehill on yet another fine performance. Absolutely should be locked in. I think he's worth every penny. One of the greatest bargains in the NFL. Only $100 million.
Was only sacked once.
Yeah. Derrick Henry, did he come back?
Derrick Henry?
Yeah, was he back?
Yeah, he wasn't the same, but he did score a touchdown, as you saw.
Yeah, he did. They let him in. That was like an Adrian Peterson, thanks for your service touchdown. There's no question about that.
Deonta was running that thing.
Man, we're running. Give that dude $100 million. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all probably sign him this offseason.
I hope so, man. He's a beast.
Y'all love running backs.
But no, I really, and I mean this, it was a great year. It was a great regular season. And I think you look in the mirror and you say, and you look out, man, we beat all of the teams that are left in the playoffs, but we couldn't beat the Bengals. What a sad-ass franchise.
This coming from the fan of a franchise that also could not beat the Bengals in the playoffs.
That is true.
Uh-huh.
So that is – that. I mean, we're both 0-1. We both lost to the Bengals.
Like, that's kind of a sad state of affairs on your own part, right? As you sit here in Raiders gear –
we weren't supposed to be.
Trolling there. The Titans.
Yes.
Lost to Burrow, too.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
But one
there
of
are
us.
Some old MCS rules to this that you are just breaking right now.
But
we know you're going. We know you're going. You got to get that hate out.
One was a one seed.
Get that hate out your heart.
Was a seven seed or a six seed that had no, or five seed that had no business being in the playoffs, really, anyway. I think I, as a Raider fan, can hold my head up high.
It's Tannehill blew it. Is the case.
It's hard to win on the road in the playoffs unless you're playing the Titans, because we know that ain't no road environment anyway. I mean, that's stupid. I
mean, that was sad.
Yeah.
That is not a road environment.
Yeah. It's just like.
But that says more about Nashville. It's more reflective of Nashville and folks up there. Because, again, a Titans fan like Bennett Doyle,
very true.
Went up there and spent.
Yes.
Bennett Doyle, not a rich man at all. Spent some of those life savings on going up there and getting a big dollar ticket.
Yep.
High dollar ticket. Good. You go spin, that's how you support your team,
absolutely.
And that's what Tannehill gives you.
Yes, 100%.
That's what Tannehill gives you.
So, yeah, again, unbelievable regular season.
And that's a true.
And I think you can wear those 2021 AFC South champion shirts and hats with pride, because that's all you did.
Y'all ain't win nothing either.
Y'all won the NFL's version of the American. Y'all trash. Y'all trash.
Man, get that hate out your heart. Is it done? Good Lord. You picked the Titans. You're breaking MCS.
They tricked me, bro.
Troll rules.
Titans. This is bigger than MCS.
Did you go to Memphis State Schools or Shelby County Schools?
I went to Memphis City.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, dude.
So what's going on here?
This is bigger than that right now. This is bigger than that right
the
now.
The hate is bigger than that?
They fooled me, bro. Bamboozled, run amok, led astray, hoodwinked.
We get all that, dude.
Yeah.
Malcolm, don't use them words on this mess.
Anyway.
Tannehill did lead us astray.
He did. And so here's what we're going to do. We're going to do cap or no cap, because this is going to come up.
Cap. It means lion, but built different now. It's cap.
I'm going to say cap.
Or no cap.
I'm going to say that's no cap.
On 92.9's Jason and John Show.
All right, fresh version of cap or no cap here. And since you want more Titans, here we go. The Titans can win a Super Bowl someday with Ryan Tannehill. Cap or no cap?
What's that dude, man? I don't even remember. I don't know his name. It's like Bishop something, but he's got like a song, and it goes like this. Hell no to the no, no, no. No, they can't even beat the Bengals. They can't even get out of the divisionals. Ryan Tannehill should be. But he won't.
They're
be.
Not going to get him.
No, look.
He ain't gone.
If he can't do it this year, then no, he'll never do it. I mean, because he had the ingredients. He had this is probably the best roster with the way salary cap structures work and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably the best roster he's ever going to have. And you know, Derrick Henry's only getting older, right? He's coming off a pretty major injury, and you pointed out, like, I know it's his first game back, but he was not the same.
No, he wasn't the same.
I mean, he couldn't get a 4th-and-1, right? Like, he didn't convert that 4th-and-1 there that gave the ball back to the Bengals. Now,
I mean, he's got a steel plate.
No,
still.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot to add.
You can pass
but,
there.
But I'm not, that wasn't because of Derrick Henry, right? But I still think it's fair to wonder if he can be as great. I mean, he's been great. History, right? In terms of a running back in production at that position in 2021.
Sure, John.
So, I think it's
your big case here against the Tennessee Titans.
Well, I just think in terms of the roster, right? It only gets worse. That's just the way it works. And so if he couldn't do it this
Josh
year.
Josh Allen and Mahomes aren't going anywhere either. And,
exactly.
And just because they were the one seed and you played them all well this season doesn't mean that you're not running up against a buzzsaw against them in the next few seasons. And no, I mean, I don't know if he's Tony Romo, who, you know, my thing was would blow it in the big moments with Ryan Tannehill. But he could be. That's a possibility. And he is single-handedly responsible for that loss. There's no question about it. I would just say it's already hard, right? So, and you're doing it in AFC where Josh Allen and Mahomes, like we said, aren't going anywhere. So they're not going to move off him, clearly, but I don't know that you can win it. I had the Titans and the Rams in the Super Bowl. I don't know if we picked a winner, John.
Yeah. Well, you might be half right.
I would have said Stafford.
You might be half right.
Yeah.
Because they look good. Regardless, no.
They're going to run it back, though. We know that.
Yeah, I mean, to the extent that they can. I mean, Julio, I don't know what they're going to do with him. He didn't do it. That was just a – I mean, not that they,
it didn't
broke
work.
The bank for him, yeah. But he was never relevant. Like
when they were healthy, they were pretty good. And that's why it was so stunning what Tannehill was doing in this game. When they were healthy, it was fine, and you weren't asking Tannehill to go out there and win it for you. He certainly lost it for them.
Yeah.
And that's the thing I just don't think you saw coming if you were a Titans fan at all this year, was Tannehill losing the game.
Well, that's definitely true.
So that's why they'll run it back. And, you know,
it's just like it's funny to look back on the Julio Jones acquisition, because everybody was like, oh, this is what's going to put him over. And like they ended up being a really, really good team. None of that had anything to do with Julio Jones. It was because that, and I'll give you credit because you saw this in the third practice of the preseason.
Yeah, that defense was that. That's.
I mean, you was out there.
You talk about what you wasted.
I mean, you called this during May OTAs.
Nobody wanted to hear it.
You were out there with your binoculars.
But it was obvious in what they had invested up front that they were going to be better than they were last season when they just could not get off the field.
What's that thing called?
I'm not going to sit here and tell you. I predicted they'd be number two against the run.
Catbird's nest.
And Jeffrey Simmons would be the beast. I knew he's good.
Yeah.
They know he'd be freaking the next coming of Aaron Donald.
You was up there with Mike Vrabel in the crane.
me and Vrabel talked all offseason, and he had to get it fixed. He's a defensive coach. I was confident in him. You talk about another thing they wasted.
Right.
Just that. A great defensive year from that defense, and
great
especially
defensive
up front
year.
With
a
Jeffrey
great
Simmons.
Defensive performance, like one of the greatest you'll ever see.
But I'm going to say that. What's the phrase here? What was the
– Titans can win a Super Bowl someday with Tannehill.
I'm going to say it's cap.
It is cap.
Because what I agree with John on is things had aligned for you this season.
Right.
There is no question about that.
You have home field advantage.
This is what I said before the season. If you could get to the playoffs healthy with all of those guys, well, they did.
Yeah.
And Tannehill ends up blowing it. So I'm going to go on this one that they can't win one with him.
I will say, Garoppolo, if he taught us anything, you can't blow the game if you're the quarterback. You got to keep
tries.
That.
That dude tries.
Anyway, number two, Buffalo and Kansas City was the greatest game of all time. Cap or no cap?
I mean, I got to think back, right? I got to think back to some all-time. I think it's easily in the conversation.
Absolutely.
That game was bonkers. I mean, it was drunker than me, and I started drinking at 2 o'clock. I mean, that game was...
Yeah, it was wild.
Everything you could ever hope for in an NFL playoff game. And it, you know, very rarely will... Like, for example, Bucks-Chiefs Super Bowl last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
On paper, it's a great matchup. Brady, Mahomes, baby goat, all-time goat. But it was a crappy game.
Yeah.
Bucks killed him. You know, and, you know, Mahomes didn't have any time. He didn't have any time. You know, he's running for his life the whole game, and it just wasn't competitive. This was one of those rare NFL matchups that looks great on paper and actually really exceeds the matchup and exceeds the moment.
Yep.
I mean, it was it was tit for tat every step of the way.
Two quarterbacks who just were determined not to lose.
Absolutely.
Man, they were locked in, both of them.
The Bills come out, first drive of the game, methodical score, great drive. Chiefs respond. I mean, it was haymaker, then a response, haymaker counter. It was amazing. It was an amazing game to watch. And then when you see the Bills take the lead with 13 seconds, you're like, he did it.
Yeah.
You know, he outlasted Patrick Mahomes. But I don't know who you know, there's a lot of blame to go around, right, with that last 13 seconds.
A
special
ton.
Teams.
Yeah.
Defense. Or I think you have to give Mahomes some credit, right? Like in that offense. And because they've rediscovered really what made them great so many years ago, or I guess
no
two,
question.
3 years ago. But yeah, it was. I can't think of a better one off the top of my head right now. I'm sure there have been, you know, great back and forth games, but I'm gonna say in terms of recent history, that is no cap. That is the greatest game I have seen in a long time.
25 points in the last 2 minutes of regulation, like we talked about there at the top, most in a playoff game in Super Bowl era is the way it ended. I think that makes it the greatest.
Yeah.
There have been some great ones out there. There's no question about it. But what these two quarterbacks did in those last few minutes. I just don't know that you'll get that again. Greatness on both sides of the ball like that again. Again, two quarterbacks determined not to lose. And damn, I mean, you got a feel for Josh Allen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Number one, he doesn't get an opportunity in overtime. We can talk Correct. About that. I still think that rule itself,
yep.
where the other team doesn't get the opportunity, you go down there and score. I mean, that they deserved a shot. Set that to the side. Josh Allen was let down by his head coach and special teams, whoever you want to blame it on, not doing the squib kick there with 13 seconds left, where you are surely going to run off at least 3 to 5 seconds. They're getting blasted for that today, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
That's going to take some time off. Chiefs had 13 seconds, so they were able to run two plays and needed all of it, John, to do so.
Yep.
You run off the 3 to 5 with a squib kick, and there's a good chance Chiefs only got one play. And so that's on the bit because, again, Josh Allen had won the game for you.
Yep.
And you owed it to him to play that one right. It sounded like from the press conference that McDermott thought they were going to squib kick it,
oh,
and whether the kicker didn't get it or whatever, just overlooked it, started and ends up kicking it through. No time comes off the clock, and it absolutely kills them. So waste a great performance by Josh Allen there. I think is the greatest because who you had playing quarterback
no
there,
doubt.
We may never – both those guys probably going to end up Hall of Famers,
oh,
maybe.
Oh, easily.
I mean, you look at the trajectory. Yeah. Everybody's saying today, well, Josh Allen's certainly going to win a Super Bowl at some point.
Yep.
And
yep.
why wouldn't he?
Yep. Yeah.
My gosh, that dude is a – Yeah. Gamer, man.
Well, remember when
the
I said
flows. He has got yes. a rocket on his own.
Remember when I said I think the Chiefs can win 5 in a row, right?
Yes.
Like it looks shaky, right? But here we are.
Yeah.
They're back in the AFC Championship game. I think they probably are the favorites right now. I mean, I'm not saying they're going to 100% win it, but you would certainly give them edge.
The Bills had the number one defense
yep.
in the league this year.
Yep.
And a lot of the blames on Leslie Frazier and those two plays and how you defended it and why are you leaving the open field, the middle of the field open for Travis Kelce, I get that. But you don't get there without the decision, the special teams mishap there and not kicking it. So again, Leslie Frazier's up for some jobs, you know this offseason in terms of some head coaching jobs. And, again, he's taking a lot of the brunt of it. I just think you cut that down
yep.
and give yourself, you know, a lot better chance to win if you play it the right way there, squib kick it. That said, you got to be better than that defensively down the stretch.
Well,
they blew that thing all the way around.
Interesting about the quarterbacks, Josh Allen through 28 is signed, and you get Mahomes signed through 30. So these dudes are set up.
Yeah, they're not going to. And Josh Allen will be heard from again, right?
Yeah, like absolutely.
Someday he will be on the right side. I mean, he was 13 seconds away.
Yeah.
13 seconds away, and they win that game, they're in the Super Bowl. I mean, that's just the truth.
Is Music City Miracle in this bunch? If we're talking any playoff games, does this include Super Bowl? Does this include the 1 yard for the Titans and the Rams? I mean, are we including that in terms
of? Yeah, I mean, for sure.
Why wouldn't it? And so, you're talking about a Super Bowl that came down to 1 yard. That's a pretty damn good game.
If
everything's playoffs, and that is. I mean,
was 22-16. I mean, it wasn't like a great game.
No,
I mean,
I'm with you. It was the way it ended.
Yeah.
And I would put it below this, considering all of that.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Super Bowl and the way
that
ended
was like
with Rams and Titans?
You know, that was like watching a prize fight, though. I mean, you know what I mean? Like between two great fighters.
Yeah.
And they were going back and forth. It was great.
But if we're including playoffs and you're playing for the greatest prize there in the Super Bowl, it comes down to 1 yard.
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be
I don't remember much. I don't remember much about that, the guts of that game.
You know, one game you guys haven't talked about is this Rams game being one of the biggest potential collapses of all time because there were these memes about that Atlanta collapse in the Super Bowl because, I mean, the Rams almost had themselves on the flip side here.
Right, but they avoided it, though. That's why we're not really talking about it, right? Because
they avoided
it. The Bucs, for some reason, dialed up the zero blitz, and Matt Stafford's going to eat that up
and
all day.
There was one that goes way back. I had this sent to me this morning, the epic in Miami. It was National Football AFC Divisional Playoff game between the Chargers and the Dolphins, and apparently in this one, the Chargers led 24-0 after a quarter, end up winning that game 41-38, but it had been referred to as the miracle that died game. No one should have lost.
Huh.
It's up there as well in terms of playoff lore. That sent to me this morning.
I don't remember that one as much.
It's 82, and that's you got to go way
back.
But it was quite the game. Again, didn't end with 25 points in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah.
That, and again, with the players, could be two Hall of Famers. I'd still put this one way up there.
Yeah.
Let's flip to the Tigers. They saved their season yesterday. Cap or no cap?
Oh, the LT Grays. I got to tell you, before the game started, it felt like disaster was imminent.
Oof.
Because Jalen Duren is ruled out with a
hand injury.
They say finger later? I mean, what's up with the fingers in this damn program, man? I mean, Imani Bates, Jalen Duren, I mean, he got like some finger problems
you
going
think,
on, dog.
The speculation is that he pounded his hand in a loss. you know, and that he broke it himself or hurt it himself.
Yeah, so that's...
Didn't break, but, you know.
Yeah, that's definitely not ideal, right? That's like punching a dude on the football field when he's wearing his helmet. You know what I'm saying? So you get the news that he's not playing. Larry Brown's on the bench. So you're down your best player, right? DeAndre Williams and Landers Nolley are not playing. Mm-hmm. You only have one assistant on the bench, and you're playing friggin' Tulsa, which has given you absolute nightmares over the years. You haven't won there since 2012. So all of the ingredients, I mean, it felt like, oh, my God, you know, this swoon, this downswing is just going to continue. This descent into, you know, oblivion is going to continue. And the game begins, and it's like, okay, this is kind of how you thought it might go. You know, you get down double digits at the half, you're down 13 to start the second half. But, man, there was one guy on that floor that refused to let you lose, and it was the guy that walked on before the season started and has arguably been their most important player.
Man, Tyler Harris would have been something else.
Yes.
I mean, it is among the most unlikely stories in college basketball.
Not because you would have said there's just too much in front of him for him to play and have this sort of role.
If I'd have told you before the season.
It's what we did say, frankly.
What would you have said? If I'd have told you in October, right, as the season was starting, that, hey, we're going to get into January and the Titans are going to lose as the one seed, you'd believe that easily. I mean, that happens all the time.
That defense must have been good.
Yeah, but they lost, so which is just kind of par for the course for that sorry-ass franchise. But what if I also told you that Tyler Harris is going to be Memphis' best guard?
I'll say you're crazy.
I mean, what? But it's true.
I'll say you're crazy.
And then you said, what the hell else happened?
I would say, who got hurt?
Right. Was there like a mass exodus mid-year?
Like Imani must have left.
So I think in some ways it's a great story. In others, it's a little...
Oh, it's a great story all the way. For Tyler Harris, it's 100%. A great story.
Yeah, and look,
you
Memphis,
came
too.
Back. You took a walk-on spot,
and he's
just because
out.
You want to be back in your hometown. Come on, that's a great story. Where we are, and the fact that he's having to lead you, that's a separate story for Memphis, and maybe a state of affairs, and sort of, you know, that's a separate statement, obviously, on this team. But come on, he comes off the bench for 24, 8 of 13 for the field, 6 of 10 from three, leads you. You'll take it all day long, John, in a spot you had to get a win.
For sure.
Because this thing, like you said, felt like it was going down a toilet bowl.
Right, but because of Tyler Harris, and also Minot was 10-10 from the free throw line.
If you weren't going to say it, I was. Yeah. It's 42 points off the bench from the two of them.
I mean, that's...
And Minot, not just the 18 points, 10-10 from the free throw line, 9 rebounds as well. He was key for you. And everybody's talking about the Tigers, and it comes down to free throw shooting or not. Sometimes you hit them, and that's just on the players. Penny can't do anything about that. Well, listen, they were 17 of 25. Minot goes 10 of 10. That's 7 of 15 from everybody else.
Yeah.
So it was some bad free throw shooting. Alex Lomax misses one late that could have hurt him, even though he was good for the most part in that game. But the point was, thank goodness Minot goes 10 for 10 because everybody else was – pretty much, 50%, 7 of 15 from the field. So, yeah, I mean, from the free throw line, you needed that from Minot yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, look.
Sureness from the free throw line.
I don't know if we can do this and have this referendum because they're 10-8. I mean, did it save their season? No. Did it prevent them from going completely off the cliff and who knows what comes next? Yes, certainly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't think we can do the every game referendum because they're not close enough. You know what I mean? Like, they're not close enough for really any win other than – Houston at this point to consider that it saved the season.
No, here's the statement and what you haven't heard, and this is what needs to be said. They have enough. Okay.
Yes.
Even shorthanded in this league. Remember the statement has been lately, we don't have enough. Whether it's you're too shorthanded for the injuries or you're having to rely so much on freshmen right now, the truth is for teams like Tulsa and should be for East Carolina as well, you do have enough.
They didn't cover.
And you saw that. You saw it in the second half. By the way, that team turned things around. What did it end up being, 50-35?
Yep.
You outscore them, Tulsa. It's a completely different game in the second half. But the point is that look what you did do. And, again, this is without Durin, without some key guys, without DeAndre, you still had enough to outclass that Tulsa team that, ladies and gentlemen, at KenPom is rated higher than ECU. So that's my point right
they
now. I'm not saying it's enough to go win the league, but it's enough to deal with these types of teams in the conference. And I think, guys, you know, whether it's Tulane, top three, like that's been, in some of these cases, you've had enough.
Yes.
There's no question. You've just played poorly.
Yeah.
Good thing for the Tigers. They kept it together, turned the game around. Here's the hope. is that it can become
exactly.
a true turnaround
yes.
in the sense that you can salvage some things, maybe get healthy before your next one next Thursday, and maybe get some things truly turned around here. We'll see.
Exactly.
It's hard to say that off one game.
The Mavs own the Grizzlies. Cap or no cap?
Sadly, it is no cap. Sadly.
They won the season series 3-1 with that win.
It doesn't Gosh. Make a whole hell of a lot of sense on the surface, you know, because you think of, like, the Mavs are kind of more like a finesse team, right? They got Doncic, who's not a great defender, and you have Porzingis, who's, you know, a rim protector, but, like, you can do him, right? But, you know, yesterday, what, the Grizz had 34 at half? And, again, like, you don't have your guys. But the Grizz haven't had their guys all year long, and that's never been an excuse. So we're not about to start doing that now. They have found ways to win time and time again, and that's part of it. When you show you can do it, you know, I don't know if you get to play your card. Oh, we were shorthanded, right? When you've already won so many games this year,
and you win in Denver on
quote
Friday,
unquote,
yeah.
shorthanded, yeah. So I mean, it is no cap. I don't think I would be afraid of them in a playoff series, but it would be a good one, and I hope that it does happen. Actually,
I actually have the Dallas Mavericks defense give a little earning a respect burger. They've held the Grizzlies in four games this season below 100 in every one of them. That's a Grizzlies team that on the season averages almost 112 points a game. They've had the Grizzlies number this season. There's no question about it. Yes, they were shorthanded. You're talking about a different game, obviously, if the Grizzlies yep. have got everyone. But what is clear is that Dallas defense that's fourth in the league is real.
Yep.
And the Grizzlies have a hard time with it. Ja Morant went off,
yep.
right? For the most part, you didn't get anything from anybody else. It's a credit to the way Dallas has turned things around defensively. Again, fourth in the league this year, they've absolutely had their number. You can't. They have owned the Grizzlies here. I would be concerned about a playoff.
Oh,
matchup.
You wouldn't want that smoke.
No, just say you don't want the smoke, bro.
I'm with Jason.
I'm not
on
using
this.
Scared.
Y'all don't want the smoke,
but
bro.
But in terms of, I've reached a point now where
who y'all want to play?
You
got to
believe that matchups. If they get the right one, John, you win a first round matchup.
Yes.
The Grizzlies do this year. You don't want to see Dallas. I would be concerned, not scared.
I want to see Dallas.
I would prefer a different matchup based on how these games have gone.
I mean, you don't
them.
Just get to play the Kings, bro.
Like, you played their game one, and that was only, like, early December. One, you've played them a ton of time in a very short time span, played four games. But you won that one playing their game 97-90. But it's been their game all four games. That grinded out rock fight that they want. You haven't been able to sort of do your thing the way you play. Again, 112 during the season. Under 100 against them, 92 against them for the season. You've averaged 92 points against the Mavs in four games.
Yeah.
I don't want to play that style.
Yeah.
I'd rather play my style for whatever reason the Mavs have had you at their style.
Yeah. Regardless, the Grizzlies sit up here today 32-17.
Because Utah keeps losing. They're staying ahead of the Jazz as well.
Get back soon, DB, right? Both DBs, you know what I'm saying?
Just give me Bane. I'll be yeah.
Bane. But, all right, yes.
That can fix it alone.
You.
Of course, I want
You've
Dylan
exiled.
Brooks back.
Well,
I'm just saying.
I mean, I'm starting.
Just
to
give me some of the basics back. Give me Ty. Your boy Ty is back to lead a second unit. Yeah. Right
been,
now,
the team has not been the same without Ty.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they don't. They're depleted right now. You didn't have Brandon Clark yesterday.
Right.
So that second unit is so much different when you're
Anderson.
Were they 1-2 without Tyus? I know the other guys are out too. But
I mean,
one and
it's kind of everybody being out. It ain't just Tyus. But
well, watch. Tyus comes back, they win. Whatever game he comes back, they're winning and covering. I don't know. Is that going to be maybe Wednesday against the Spurs? Is that the thought?
That you got? Mm-hmm. You had 3 days there. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the whole group probably right.
I guess technically it's 2 days.
I mean, I love the Grizzlies in that spot on the road in San Antonio.
Well, the great thing is you're going to go 2-2 on this road trip. Like, and for a team right now, like, I know, you know, if you looked at Dallas, they've won 3 or 4. And if you end up tied with them, they've got the tiebreaker. But to go 2-2 on this road trip, look, you got a nice 4-game cushion right now over Dallas.
Yes.
This was salvaging their, again, knock off the Spurs.
Yeah.
2-2, you take that all day long.
You know what's silly is I'd rather have the Lakers than the Mavs, like Jason said. There's no question I'd rather have the Lakers than the Mavs or somebody like that.
Yeah, I mean, I need to kind of see it with Anthony Davis back. I agree. I'm not scared to be one of those dudes, either one of those teams. Like, I feel pretty good about either matchup. Now, Lakers have a little bit more star power, but their depth is just it's non-existent.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, they barely got by the Orlando Magic. It took Carmelo going off for like 22 off the bench, man. Like, they have to get those kinds of performances night in and night out. And if they don't, they lose. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what they do. I'm not afraid of either of those teams. Like, I'd be afraid of I think the Grizzlies match up pretty well with everybody in this Western Conference. Anybody in this playoffs, like, I would I would feel like the Grizzlies have a chance in a seven-game series.
To Brad's point, Lakers 19th in defense as opposed to the Mavericks are fourth.
Yeah.
Like, the Mavericks make you work. Again, it's a different Grizzlies team when you've got Dylan and Desmond Bane,
sure.
And we realize all that. But they play you very well. I'd almost lean your way.
Yeah.
But I think the Anthony Davis, if he's healthy with LeBron, it'd still be, you could make an argument both ways.
Well, because they wouldn't want to go down to the Grizz, right? They would be like, of all the teams to lose to,
yeah.
We don't need to lose to these Grizzlies, right?
But I'm not, unlike with that, I don't know that the Lakers can impose their will.
Dallas
has done against you in the regular season. I don't know that the Lakers can do that against
you. Yeah, I think the days of LeBron being able, I mean, LeBron's going to have a triple-double basically every night.
Yeah.
Kind of just like Luka. Luka's numbers are always pretty much the same.
But Porzingis now, I hadn't seen Porzingis look that good for a while.
Oh, they're a different team when he's in there.
I
don't like the way he handled Jaren, too. Did y'all see when he had Jaren in the headlock?
Yeah, there was a little bit of, that was
Is
weird.
Is anybody talking about that? I didn't get on social media.
He reached over his head for the ball.
Had him wrapped up with it and kept him in the headlock
with
the ball.
We're trying to just move on from it, man. We're trying not to acknowledge it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I didn't like that at all.
You can't go out like that, Triple J.
Now, it's The Rundown, presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Well, you certainly can't go crazy about this Tigers win, just in the sense that, they've got things solved, that kind of thing, or here's the turnaround point, because we know just as quickly as this team has turned things around, and so we've seen it sort of be capable, too, of taking one, two, in some cases, three steps back. But it was a much-needed win at Tulsa. 83-81, a place you had not won, we mentioned it, since 2012. Had been tough here the last few years. Now, this is not a good Tulsa team. Well, ranked 144 at KenPom, but one that still had you down 15 points early in the second half in a matchup zone that's given Penny Hardaway coach team some problems beforehand. You'd managed to solve the Tulsa curse, it feels like, John, at least here in this season, for whatever that's worth. You beat them for the second time. Again, 83-81. Key to it, obviously, we talked about it in the first hour, was what you got from both guys off the bench. Tyler Harris, Josh Minot in particular, 42 points from those guys. They led you offensively against this Tulsa team. And no one would have said that before the season, was sort of the point John was making. He's absolutely right. Number one, Tyler Harris and everything. You're coming back as a walk-on. There's so much in front of him. That's off top. The spot that he's in right now, leading you 24 points, taking 13 shots, the most on the team, 6 of 10 from the – you never would have thought. But Josh Minot, too, coming off the bench, not just scoring 18, but leading you in rebounding with 9 rebounds at a time you don't have Jalen Duren or DeAndre Williams. Super important. What was also super important, his 10 of 10 effort from the free throw line. Again, you go 17 of 25, subtract that 10 of 10, rest of the team goes 7 of 15. Not so good. So you needed those Josh Minot free throws there toward the end. And then real quick, because not a lot of people have mentioned it, Timberlake, who has struggled, obviously, playing that position of point guard. It's a position that Memphis has struggled to sort of find answers in all year long. Thought hit some key mid-range shots there in terms of that comeback in the second half when they were outscoring Tulsa 50-35. Earl Timberlake still trying to find himself in this role. What is it? But I thought, again, hit some key little mid-range 8-10 footers there that were critical in that comeback. You look up and down the list, I have not mentioned Alex Lomax, 8 points, 7 assists, no turnovers, 4 rebounds, played 32 minutes. It's a lot of minutes.
He's back in full effect, baby.
He's back in full effect. He was effective this time around and certainly a better option defensively, having Alex Lomax out there. Penny made an adjustment there at the end. You saw him take Tyler Harris out defensively, something that could have happened in that East Carolina team, but did not. You saw Penny make the adjustment, say that's not going to happen to me in this one, make the adjustment. I thought that was good to see. What was better, though, was that a team that, right now you looked on that bench, Larry Brown was there. We get to that, too. You see the video of Larry Brown welcoming the team back and being all over those guys. He's reportedly under the weather as of Friday. What was good was to see a team win when it had to, with back against the wall, and you're hoping they can use that to turn it into a nice little run here. You get some time before Thursday's game against ECU, which clearly a revenge game, to maybe get some guys back healthy. DeAndre Williams has more time now. Maybe you come back Thursday, John, against ECU, a more healthy club than you were. But Memphis managed to get the win, 83-81, and yes, obviously better than the alternative. But you saw some good things, and what I would say is good enough to say, again, against teams like East Carolina, Tulsa, I'm throwing Tulane in there, y'all. I'm throwing. You didn't have Imani Bates or Jalen Duren last year, okay? Mm-hmm. You're telling me because you don't have DeAndre Williams, that's okay. No, those sorts of teams in the AAC, you have enough to beat even shorthanded. Again, Tigers pick up a much-needed win, 83-81, at Tulsa over the weekend. Sitting here at 4-4 now in conference, hoping to be headed on the way up rather than any more steps back.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, by the way, that East Carolina team lost.
They got hammered.
79-36.
But that was at Houston. A lot of people, you know, kind of putting that out there like it was in East Carolina.
I know, but that's the difference.
I think you're going to see 43. A difference when you get East Carolina here.
Yeah.
But you should have won that game.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. I think there's no alternative. I mean, you have to. You have to get it. You cannot lose again to East Carolina. I think their at-large hopes are mostly dead. You know, if you sweep Houston, which would take a miracle at this point, maybe you could talk yourself back into it. But, you know, you're already sitting here with eight L's. And so in terms of saving, like, it's not even – I don't know if you can save your regular season. I think that's kind of – you know, that hay's kind of in the barn. You've taken too many on the chin.
The goal at this point should be finishing top four in the AAC.
That's all you can try to do. I mean, you can't win it. You're not going to win it.
Because you're going to probably have to win your conference tournament to win.
Yeah.
It's the difference between 3 and 3 days, four days.
Now, they could do it if they get everybody back, right? But at this point, who knows? It's just hard to – we don't know who's going to play. We don't know who's going to coach.
Team shot 70% in the second half.
It is amazing, bro. Like, the uncertainty with this damn team.
There have been times where this damn thing looks great.
Yeah.
That's Alabama, yeah. Wichita State. There have been times when things are clicking and they look like a great college basketball team like you thought they would be going into the season.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.